Beginning in July, when a baby is born to an underage mother in Mississippi, the state wants to know who the father is. Doctors and midwives will be required to take samples of umbilical cord blood. That evidence would aid the state in prosecuting cases of statutory rape. But, as Jeffrey Hess with Mississippi Public Broadcasting reports, enforcing the measure is going to be difficult.
Mississippi's Governor Phil Bryant says the idea grew out of his time as a deputy sheriff, when he saw too many 13, 14, and 15-year-old girls pregnant against their will.
So I applied that knowledge as a law enforcement officer to these rape cases, and it is a tragedy that I think has been accepted over the years, where people simply say the young girl agreed to it, and so we can't do anything about it, and that's got to stop.
He thinks a way to stop those types of teen pregnancies is to require doctors and midwives to collect umbilical blood from babies whose mothers were less than 16 years old at the time of conception. Many doctors in the state already collect these samples, but instead of it being used for medical purposes, it could now become criminal evidence. Bryant worked with Representative Andy Gibson, the Republican who drafted the bill that passed earlier this year.
Cord blood DNA that is already drawn will be processed through the state medical examiner's DNA database for the purpose of seeing if we can find who harmed that child and the father of that child. If for example, the mother won't list the name of the father, and this is apparently an epidemic in some parts of the state.
There are a number of other triggers, such as listing the father as unknown, claiming he's deceased, or if the father disputes his paternity. The state's Democratic Attorney General Jim Hood also helped draft the bill.
It's our hope that we can deter men over the age of 21 of having sex, particularly with young girls 16 years and under, if they know that we're going to pursue them.
The law is not entirely clear if it's limited to men 21 years and older. State statutory rape law kicks in if two people are more than 3 years apart in age difference, until the girl is 16, the age of consent in Mississippi. But the law is a solution looking for a problem, according to Jamie Holcomb Bardwell with the Women's Fund of Mississippi, because so few teen pregnancies involve very young girls and much older men.
It's a lot easier for politicians to talk about protecting young women than it is for them to actually talk about adequate sex education, access to contraception, looking at multi-generational poverty, making sure we have adequately funded education systems. All of these things have been shown to reduce the teen pregnancy rate.
The State Medical Association is reluctantly on board with the law, as long as it doesn't criminalize medical activity. And the law could be a hornet's nest of legal problems, says Matt Steffi, a constitutional law professor with the Mississippi College School of Law.
So in other words, most of the case instances that trigger this law aren't criminal acts to begin with. Even when they are, it's not at all clear that the legislature can deputize healthcare workers to collect evidence without a warrant.
The law doesn't explain who would prosecute the men if they are located and it's determined they broke the law, because prosecutors would have to determine in which county the sex that caused the conception occurred in order to file charges. The law also doesn't lay out who is going to pay for all the testing. The rules and regulations about implementation are still being drafted. For NPR News, I'm Jeffrey Hess in Jackson, Mississippi.
And that story came to us thanks to a collaboration of NPR, Mississippi Public Broadcasting, and Kaiser Health News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.